Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 8th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. IBM announced it plans to spin off its managed infrastructure services unit into a separate publicly traded company. This will not include the company's server business, but will include IBM's managed services aimed at legacy infrastructure and digital transformation. IBM reported the unit had $19 billion in annual revenues in the last year. IBM expects the spinoff to be completed by the end of 2021, with the new company having 90,000 employees as well as 4,600 large enterprise clients across 115 countries. Facebook announced it will stop running all political and social issue ads after the polls for the U.S. election close on November 3rd. The company said this was a temporary step to reduce opportunities for confusion or abuse. Facebook previously announced it would add a label to any post from a candidate or political party claiming victory in the U.S. presidential election prior to it being called by major news outlets. The mobility company Lime launched a new mobility-as-a-service platform that will allow third-party transport providers to offer services directly within Lime's app. The initial test partner on this will be the LA-based startup Wheels, who will offer a pedal-free electric bike. The platform will officially launch this winter in Austin, Miami, Seattle, and Berlin. Wheels vehicles will appear in the app with range and price listed, with the bikes being able to be unlocked by scanning a QR code. Streamlab reported that people watched over 7.46 billion hours of content across all live streaming platforms, slightly down from 7.71 billion hours watched in Q2. However, year over year, the live streaming industry as a whole grew by 91.8% compared to 3.89 billion hours watched in Q3 2019. YouTube Gaming saw the most hours watched growth, up 156 million hours from Q2 to Q3. Facebook Gaming saw more than 1 billion hours watched for the first time as well. But the throne goes to Twitch, which now represents 91.1% of the market share for hours streamed, up 14.5% from last quarter. Microsoft's Mixer shutting down likely boosted those numbers. A hearing on TikTok's lawsuit against a U.S. executive order banning transactions with TikTok has been scheduled for November 4th, the day after the U.S. election. A preliminary injunction has stopped an earlier executive order blocking TikTok from U.S. app stores. And TikTok is now ahead of Instagram as teenagers' second favorite social media app after Snapchat, according to Piper Sandler's Taking Stock with Teens survey. 34% of teens in the report listed Snapchat as their favorite social app, followed by 29% picking TikTok and 25% picking Instagram. Instagram, though, still takes first place in terms of usage with 84% engagement, followed by Snapchat at 80% and TikTok at 69%, up from 62% earlier this year. Amazon showed off its first electric delivery vans. These vehicles were built by the EV startup Rivian, and Amazon said it hopes to have as many as 10,000 vehicles on the road by as early as 2022, with a total fleet of 100,000 vehicles expected by 2030. The vehicles will use external cameras to give drivers a 360-degree view of the vehicle and include Amazon Voice Services integration for things like traffic and weather updates, although specific details about the van's drivetrain, battery, and range were not announced. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it sees 92 domains linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps that were used to unlawfully engage in a global disinformation campaign. These included four meant to look like legitimate news outlets targeted at the U.S. Google initially tipped off the DOJ about the campaign. The websites were closed for violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires foreign entities to disclose sources of information when trying to influence U.S. public opinion. Visiting the seized domains now displays an FBI notice. Epic Games is partnering with General Motors to use its Unreal Engine for vehicle software in what it's calling its Human-Machine Interface Initiative. The first vehicle to use Unreal Engine will be the new Hummer, set to be officially announced October 20th. Epic claims using Unreal Engine will lead to faster development times for infotainment systems, easier testing because it's cross-platform, and allow for faster boot times. Instagram initially launched its Threads messaging app back in 2019 as a way to share photos and communicate with those on your close friends list. However, a new update to the app allows users to message any Instagram users. The app still separates conversations into close friends and everyone else, and the app only sends notifications for messages from close friends by default. Instagram says Threads won't enable cross-platform messaging with Facebook Messenger. And finally, Intel confirmed that its 11th generation Rocket Lake desktop CPUs will arrive in the first quarter of 2021. Intel confirmed that the chips will support PCI Express 4.0, but didn't confirm other technical specifications. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.